bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter. This close to Reformation Day, I'm turning this daily devotion over to Luther. Everybody has their favorite Luther quotes, and some of mine follow. Poignant and powerful, his words, almost 500 years old, are still, by God's grace, most pertinent. Please read, meditate, and enjoy. Every man must do two things alone. He must do his own believing and his own dying. If we are correct and right in our Christian life at every point, but refuse to stand for the truth at a particular point where the battle rages, then we are traitors to Christ. Some of us think to ourselves, if I had only been there, how quickly I would have been to help the baby. I would have washed his linen. How happy I would have been to go with the shepherds to see the Lord lying in the manger. Yes, we would. We say that because we know how great Christ is. But if we had been there at that time, we would have done no better than the people of Bethlehem. Why don't we do it now? We have Christ in our neighbor. The Christian is supposed to love his neighbor, and since his wife is his nearest neighbor, she should be his deepest love. When I preach, I regard neither doctors nor magistrates, of whom I have above 40 in the congregation. I have all my eyes on the servant maids and on the children. And if learned men are not well pleased with what they hear, well, the door is open. When I consider my crosses, tribulations, and temptations, I shame myself almost to death, thinking, what are they in comparison to the sufferings of my blessed Savior Christ Jesus? Next to faith, this is the highest art, to be content with the calling in which God has placed you. I have not learned it yet. No man should be alone when he opposes Satan. The church and the ministry of the word were instituted for this purpose, that hands may be joined together and one may help another. If the prayer of one doesn't help, the prayer of another will. Listen to the angel's song, all you who have a troubled heart. I bring you good tidings of great joy. Jesus did not come to condemn you. If you want to define Christ rightly, then pay heed to how the angel defines him, namely, a great joy. Unless we think the only wise one in Luther's house was the reformer. I will stick to Christ as a bird to a topcoat. Those were the last words of Catherine von Bora, Luther's wife. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, for raising up leaders in every generation, I give thanks. Today I ask that you will raise me up. Let me be, by your grace, a witness to your Son, who has given his life to save my life. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen.